Welcome to Epileptic Rants. My name's Lucas. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. All I'm going to do is get on here and rant. Well, it's a blessed day. I was blessed to be able to wake up and put my knees on the ground and thank the Lord for life. Every day I can do that, I consider a blessed day. Well, it's been a nice day so far. We got a little bit of rain, a little bit of sunshine. It wasn't that cold. It got a little warm. The sun was shining. Like I said, it was a nice day. And it's been a good day so far. I haven't felt bad, haven't had any auras, haven't had any panic attacks, hadn't had anything that's made me feel like I was going to have a seizure. Maybe it's because my mind has been occupied with other things and I haven't had time to focus on the anxiety. I am anxious. But I'm anxious with a purpose. It's not that loose anxiety, that loose anxiousness that's unfettered, that's unshackled. This anxiousness has a purpose. It has a goal. Anyone who's tuned in knows I've got a recliner coming in. And that's what I'm anxious about. And I had to get with my apartment manager about using their dolly to be able to get my recliner up into the elevator and into my apartment. And so I've been trying to get in touch with her. So I was finally able to get in touch with her. And she showed me where the dolly was. So now I'm going to be able to use the dolly to move my chair whenever it gets here tomorrow. But I just have to wait. And I was speaking to her, asking if the delivery companies had access inside the building. And she said that the weekday companies do, but the weekend delivery drivers usually don't. So I should be expecting a call from the driver. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get up early and spend the day being anxious, that good anxious, waiting on the call from the driver. And then when my chair gets here, I'm going to unpack it and I'm going to attempt to put it together. That doesn't have me as intimidated as I was before, because I went on YouTube and found a video and it seems pretty simple how to put it together. As I believe I mentioned in a previous rant, I saved myself $79 in an assembly fee. So that's a blessing. But I'm not doing much today. I haven't been to sleep. I've got an energy drink that I wanted to drink earlier, but I didn't. And now I'm glad I didn't, because by now I would have been coming down off the caffeine and I probably wouldn't have been liking it. I might just fix myself a cup of coffee and just get a little bit of caffeine that way. Because as of right now, I am tired. I could go in there and take a nap. I could go in there and go to bed. But it's way too early for that. So what I'll probably do is fix myself a cup of coffee and just wait the evening out. I need to charge up my phone. I'm running on 50% battery life right now. I've just been running around so much this afternoon, doing this and doing that. I just haven't had time to charge my phone up. How's your day been? I hope you're doing well. Hope you're feeling well. It's a blessing just to have good days. As I mentioned, today's been a good day for me. I feel I get more good days than bad. But I feel when the bad days come, they come in waves. They come in 2 or 3 days in a row, I'll feel bad. And then I'll feel good for a couple of weeks. But those 2 or 3 days, I feel like the world is just all against me. I've got the world on my shoulders and nothing can go right. And it just feels like it's never going to end. But it's a blessing that I forget those bad days after a couple of good days go by. I forget that I've had the bad days. I'll tell you one thing, I haven't had a seizure in a while, and that's a blessing. I hope I never have another one. Now, I felt like I was going to have one, but I haven't had one. I believe the last one I had was in December. And now here it is, February. This has been the longest I've been without going into a seizure for a long time. In a long time. Just keep me in your prayers. Maybe I'll never have another one. I don't know what I'm going to do tonight, though. I'll probably fix myself a sandwich. Probably watch some movies on YouTube just to pass the time. There's just not that much to do when you live alone. As I've mentioned in previous episodes, I need to be reading the Bible. Is that something I might do? I might pick up in Romans chapter 9 and read it. No, because I didn't finish Romans chapter 8. So that's where I need to be at, is in Romans chapter 8. That's where our Bible study left off. And I really wanted to get into the book of Romans. I really wanted to understand it. And I was getting into the meat of it. Not just me. We were getting into the meat of it, as in the class. And my best friend, the teacher, he was really giving it to us in a way we could understand. He was doing an excellent job. It's sad that we won't have that study anymore. But I've got a good Bible study reference I can always go back to. I've got someone who's breaks the Bible down verse by verse and really explains it all out. His name is J. Vernon McGee. And he does a series called Through the Bible. And about 2 years ago, I spent the money. I spent about $75 and bought a set, the complete set of his books, his Through the Bible series. And it was probably one of the best investments I ever made. I just wish I would take advantage of them. So that's probably what I'll do. I'll probably read some more of Romans chapter 8 tonight. If you're wondering why I'm talking so low, it's because these high ceilings and these walls, they cause such an echo. And I don't know if it's affecting the sound as it goes into my phone. So I tend to talk lower when I do my podcast in this apartment because of the echo. I don't know. It's just me being just overthinking things. That's what I do. I overthink things. But hey, if nothing else, I'll get my chair tomorrow. And that's a blessing. I was able to have the money. Whenever that couch didn't come through, whenever they told me that they weren't going to be able to purchase a couch for me, and I luckily had the money set aside, and I was able to buy a chair, a brand new chair. I've never owned a brand new recliner before. This would be the first time. But I'm just ranting. I don't call this epileptic rants for nothing. And I just thank you for tuning in. And know that as long as I can put my knees on the ground and thank the Lord for life, I'm going to put out a rant 6 days a week. So I just thank you for tuning in, and may you have a blessed day.